Who are you? What you running for?
Hi, this is George Gluck, Green Party candidate for Congressional District 6.
Ah, another Green Party. I just found out that you guys have to sign a pledge that says you can't take any money from corporations, PACs, unions, etc.
Well, we don't have to sign a pledge, but generally that's exactly what we do.
Phenomenal.
Trying to make sure that if you look at my website, georgegluck.com, at the very top, on my bumper stickers and buttons, it says, clean, lean, green. That's the clean part. Green is obvious, and lean, I'll explain to you if you'd like.
Okay, so what separates you from the other people running? You said you're running in the 6th District.
6th District, yeah.
Okay.
The gerrymandered district, the one Republicans lost a slot to the Democrats after it was gerrymandered a few years ago.
Yeah, you know, I know that he was a Republican, but Bartlett was well known for his environmental views. I mean, he was a very strong environmentalist.
That was years ago. There aren't too many Republicans that I'll admit to that now, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, so what separates you?
Okay, it's the lean part. I decided, this is the fifth time I'm running for office, and the last time I decided I'd self-fund my campaign, so I spent less than $400. The hope is I can do that again this time. I refuse to spend money unless I feel it will pay off. And I've had lots of people who are anxious to give me $100 or more. I've told them to put it in escrow until I feel I need it and it'll make a difference. And that's the way I'll be when I'm elected to Congress as well. I don't think that I'll spend money irresponsibly. I'll make sure that we see a payoff at the end. Also, I'd like to say that I'd like to have the best constituent services office in Congress, because I will populate it. I think we get 15 or 18 folks to help out if you're a congressman, and I'd hire not only one or two Green Party members, but also Republicans, Libertarians, Democrats. So anybody calling the office would feel comfortable speaking to somebody. They could, actually be able to call in and ask for someone who's in their party run independent as well.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you just specifically, because this is something that when I was reading through and reading up on all you guys, it kind of struck out to me. Can you just speak, and don't have very much time here, but can you just speak about changing what we would consider regressive local property taxes to a progressive tax?
Oh, man, you should go to my site. I think first time I ran for county council here in Montgomery County, and I actually laid out a spreadsheet that showed a progressive tax. So that I think the numbers back then was 90 cents per 100 evaluated, how much your house is worth. And that was true no matter whether your house was worth $50,000 or $5 million. And of course, that is regressive. So I think I started with something like 50 cents per 100 for the first 100,000 or so. And then it went up to 75, a dollar, a buck and a quarter after a house was worth, I forget how many, $500,000 or something. And so it was still neutral. The income was the same, but those who had larger homes worth more would end up paying more per $100 of assessed value.
That, I mean, it's interesting. So, I mean, we here big fans of, like an increased sales tax getting rid of and turning to like a flat tax or fair tax type model. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. I don't know, Darren and I will have some conversations this week about it. I've never thought about that, changing and, kind of saying, look, your house is worth a lot more and you should be doing property tax.
Yeah,
imagine. So, I mean, you say this and I'm assuming people just, their minds explode, right? Mainly the rich people.
Well, actually, I said this at a forum, and Nancy, who actually won the election, the Democrat who won the election, actually said verbally, that's a great idea. Of course, she did nothing about it once she won the election. But I did some research, and I don't think it's been, at least back then when I did it in 2009, I didn't see it anywhere on the net, anywhere. So I don't think it's been instituted anywhere yet, but I'd love to see it done.
All right.
And one of the reasons I did that was because we were foreclosing on houses in 2009, 2008. And, of course, that little tax might have helped some people retain their homes instead of losing.
All right. How do we get a hold of you, sir?
GeorgeGluck.com. You can email me at votefor George at GeorgeGluck.com. I hope to see you guys in forums during the general election. I'd love to be invited to them. I generally, Green Party members aren't. But hopefully that'll be the case. I'll get to meet some more folks up there in Frederick and west of Frederick. Last time I ran in a half marathon in Cumberland.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you so much, sir. George Gluck. All right.